Well, it looks like finally we've got a state with some backbone, or some state legislators that have a backbone, and will try and do something about illegal immigration. A story at the Wall Street Journal says that Arizona lawmakers have passed one of the toughest pieces of immigration enforcement legislation in the country, which would make it a violation of state law to be in the United States without proper documentation. It would also grant police the power to stop and verify the immigration status of anyone they suspected of being illegal. However, the bill could face a veto from Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. A spokesman for Ms. Brewer said that she has not publicly commented on the bill. Ms. Brewer, a Republican, has argued for stringent immigration laws. Under the measure passed Tuesday by Arizona lower house after being passed earlier by the state Senate, foreign nationals are required to carry proof of legal residency. Immigration rights groups have roundly criticized the bill. The objective is to make life miserable for immigrants so that they leave the state, said one of the lawyers for that group. Anyone who wants to move to the United States needs to go through the process properly. It is so difficult to, believe me, I have two daughters that live there, to get the immigration process rolling, that it is totally unfair for someone, whether or not they climb over a fence or go under a gate or come in a ship, to just be granted that status. Everyone that gets to the United States, if they want to live there, should be given a chance to, but those that show up illegally and commit crimes, and we've seen that with many innocent people being robbed or killed by illegals, need to pay that penalty. Good for Arizona. We'll see what happens with that law. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.